You know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. Guess who I was talking with today? Old Santa Claus himself. And he done told old Sleepy Joe to tell you children that this is going to be the bestest Christmas of all of them. And he mean it, too. And he told me that because this is going to be the bestest Christmas of all of them, that he want me to tell the bestest stories of all of them. And I know that you children does like good stories. And twixt and tween now and Christmas Eve, I'm going to tell you the bestest stories I know. And the story for today is called Brer Rabbit Loses an Address. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell it to you just a second from now. But first, how about some music? All right, children, just listen to this. Oh, that's what children's like. Music and songs and stories. And Brer Rabbit Loses an Address is one of the bestest stories there is. And it all started off the day that Brer Rabbit was sending out Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. Brer Rabbit had a long list of folks to take care of that year. And he had the names and the addresses all written down in a big book. But when he went over the names, he come to one name that didn't have no address at all. Mm-mm. No address at all. And the name was Brer Fox. And Brer Rabbit was a-saying, Brer Fox, well, looky yonder. I done forgot to put Brer Fox's address down here. I sure am. I know where he lives and I know how to get there. But the mailman won't know unless I put his address on the envelope. And I guess the only way I can get his address is going over to his house and ask him. So here I go.
And with that, poor little Brer Rabbit laid aside his list and hippy-hop over to Brer Fox's den near the poison ivy vine. And he knocked on the front door. And when Brer Fox heard the knock, he looked out the window to see who was there. And when he see Brer Rabbit, he say,
Uh-oh, Rabbit. Tender, juicy rabbit. I can taste him now. Well, let me put the stewing pot on the stove here, and then I'll let him in.
Well, children, lo and behold, Brer Fox put on the stewing pot, and then he go and open the door. And Brer Rabbit hippy-hop in, and then he say,
Oh, hell, Brer Fox. I was getting ready to send you a Christmas card, but I couldn't think of your address.
Oh, my address, huh?
Yeah, what is this address?
Didn't you know, Brer Rabbit? This is Rabbit Stew Manor.
A Rabbit Stew Manor?
That's right, Brer Rabbit.
A Rabbit Stew Manor. That's a funny name. How come you call it Rabbit Stew Manor?
Because whenever a rabbit show up here, into the stew pot he goes. So up you goes, Brer Rabbit, and into the pot.
And chillin', that old fox grabbed poor little Brer Rabbit by the long ears and put him in the pot. And Brer Rabbit say,
Wait. I come over here to find out your address so I can send you some Christmas greetings. Surely you ain't gonna eat somebody where I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Brer Fox.
What does I care about a Merry Christmas? All I care about is a full stomach, and you know it. Now sit down in that pot and cook, boy.
I warn you, Brer Fox. You cook and eat me, and I is going to cross you off my list.
So what?
Well, do I cross your name off my list, you won't get so much as one Christmas card this year. Not even one. Just think of it. Christmas will find you all by yourself and alone. Well, nobody thinking about you at all. Nobody. On account that you has done eat up the one last little friend where remember to send you a Christmas card.
Well, that is right. You've been sending me a card each year, ain't you?
I sure is.
You is the only one in the whole world where remember to send me a Christmas card, Brer Rabbit. Without that little card from you, I wouldn't have had no Christmas at all. Nothing.
You sure wouldn't. And there ain't nothing in this world as lonesome as being in this world on Christmas Day with nobody to remember you.
Right, Brer Rabbit. You was right. Here, let me help you out the stewing pot. Hey, there you are. Here, take this towel. Wipe your face. And run along home.
Thank you, Brer Fox. And goodbye.
Goodbye, Brer Rabbit. Oh, and by the way, the address is Brer Fox. Number one, Shame of Myself Lane.
And with that, Brer Rabbit hippy hop on back to the briar patch to finish making out his Christmas card list, children. So you see, remembering others certainly do pay off, don't it? Especially around Christmas time. Oh, and now, how about some music? All right, children. Just listen to this. Yes, indeed. That's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Remember the riddle I left with you the last sentence? What is it that's red and white and sit on top of the house and Santa Claus come down each Christmas? Could you get it? That's right. Chillin's a chimney. Sure. Oh, and now here's a riddle I want to leave with you, twixt and between now and the next sentence. Let's see, can you get this one? What is it that chillin' hangs up by the fireplace on Christmas Eve? See, can you get that riddle, twixt and between now and the next sentence, chillin'? And now, poor sleepy, say bye-bye. Here's a little thought that he wants to leave with his chillin'. Oh, I like to think of Santa Claus and all the things he brings. Because Christmas comes but once a year for boys and girls and kings. And now bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.